Bruce Rauner, the Republican venture capitalist, has made a name for himself in education. Literally, Rauner College Prep is a charter school on Chicago's Near West Side, and he's been recognized by education groups for his philanthropic work. Here's Rauner during an ABC7 Univision debate in the Republican primary.
Education is simply the most important thing we do together as a community. There's nothing more important. It's our future, it's our democracy, it's our income level, it's at the core of every challenge that we face.
Sources say Rauner was active behind the scenes in one of the biggest education policy initiatives to pass the state legislature in recent years. Senate Bill 7 was later signed into law by Rauner's now Democratic opponent, Governor Pat Quinn. The legislation dealt with teacher strike votes, evaluations, tenure. But when negotiations around those issues veered away from Rauner's own vision, he distanced himself from the bill. Some who have worked closely with Rauner on education issues say debates like that are why he's running for governor, to have the authority to put his stamp on education policy.
More charter schools, vouchers for poor kids, merit pay for great teachers, modified tenure so ineffective teachers aren't locked in jobs forever.
But a governor's accomplishments are rarely solitary efforts. It's a pretty unique example. But 10 years ago, then-Governor Rod Blagojevich was in full rhetorical mode for an hour of his State of the State address while he trashed the state's education board.
The Illinois State Board of Education is like an old Soviet-style bureaucracy.
Blagojevich called for a new Department of Education under him. The idea went nowhere. Blagojevich didn't get legislators or interest groups on board. That bit of history points to the political structure Rauner would have to work with. More charter schools? That means getting the legislatures okay. School vouchers? That's also a legislative issue. And paying teachers based on the quality of their work? He'd have to get lawmakers on board.
I think whether this is a Governor Rauner or Governor Quinn, what we're finding is there's a lot more support by legislators quietly to support some transformative policy.
Miles Mendoza is with EdChoice Illinois, a nonprofit that wants to expand educational alternatives for families. He says a good example of the bipartisan movement around education change is Governor Quinn's Democratic running mate, Paul Vallis. Vallis ran public schools in Chicago, New Orleans, and Philadelphia.
Both Paul Vallis and Bruce Rauner have really been aligned, very, very similar in the thinking of how they would approach education policy.
I asked Mendoza if it's weird seeing Republicans and Democrats aligned in that way.
It certainly does scramble the radar.
What he means is that Vallis, a Democrat, and Rauner, a Republican, have taken similar stands against teachers' unions and the Democrats who traditionally support them. Dan Montgomery heads the Illinois Federation of Teachers, a union that represents about 80,000 teachers in the state, including charter schools. Montgomery says politics has framed the debate around education in the wrong context.
The challenges we have in the state are not about tenure. You know, they're not about merit pay. The challenges we have in the state are parents who look around and they say, how come my kid's school doesn't have a library?
He says Bruce Rauner's made unions the enemy, and his economic and tax policies are examples of the misguided debate. Montgomery repeats something Quinn's campaign often says, that Rauner's plans will lose the state millions, and he'll end up having to cut education funding. Montgomery says unions should get ready to find support in the legislature to resist negative education changes if Rauner's elected. But they should also be ready for another tactic, that Rauner would go around the legislature altogether with executive orders. I'm Tony Arnold.